Good afternoon. High pressure building into interior New York and New England today scoured out all that heat and humidity yesterday. The process produced big showers and thunderstorms across a large part of the region through the evening hours. And now with a northwesterly breeze, temperatures will be about 10 to 15 degrees cooler today. And as the clouds diminish, we'll see more in the way of sunshine through the afternoon as highs reach the middle and upper 70s. Skies will be clear and it will be refreshingly cool overnight with high pressure overhead. Temperatures will drop off into the comfortable lower to mid 50s with temperatures in the 40s across the higher terrain by sunrise tomorrow. This will set us up for a good looking Friday with high pressure remaining in control. It'll be dry and mostly sunny, also warm with low humidity as highs reach to around 80. The next disturbance will begin to head our way on Saturday. It'll start out sunny with clouds mixing in during the day and temperatures into the lower and middle 80s. As that system approaches on Sunday, showers and thunderstorms are possible in the lower 80s and more showers and thunderstorms before this system departs on Monday with highs again close to 80 degrees. Behind that next disturbance, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds but dry weather on Tuesday and Wednesday with highs reaching the upper 70s to right around 80. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon into tonight across parts of eastern Montana into western and central North Dakota, and perhaps parts of adjacent northern South Dakota. Forcing along and ahead of an eastward advancing cold front could support storm initiation across parts of eastern Montana as early as late afternoon. Although the stronger mid and upper level flow associated with an approaching upper trough may lag to the west of the front, prefrontal vertical shear across eastern Montana into North Dakota still appears sufficient for organized convective development. This includes supercells given the strong instability. The evolution of a mesoscale convective system capable of producing one or two swaths of potentially damaging wind gusts seems at least a possibility as upper forcing spreads eastward into the northern plains this evening. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 121 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Bodie State Park, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low 62, the record high 96 set in 1941, and the record low 45 in 1985. Sunrise this morning was at 5:39 a.m., sunset this evening 8:24 p.m., 14 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and cooler today with lower humidity, highs in the mid-70s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with areas of fog developing and lows in the 40s to lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, becoming mostly sunny and comfortably warm today with lower humidity, highs around 80. Clear and pleasantly cool tonight with areas of fog and lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and cooler today with lower humidity and highs in the mid-70s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 40s to around 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, becoming mostly sunny and comfortably warm today with lower humidity and highs in the upper 70s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with areas of fog and lows around 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and cooler today with lower humidity and highs in the upper 70s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with areas of fog in spots and lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm with low humidity, highs around 80. Clouds mixing in with sunshine on Saturday, lower to mid-80s. On Sunday and Monday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s. and a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.